This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A zoo in Denmark wants to feed your pets to its predators. The Danish zoo is asking owners of companion animals nearing their pets' life's end to instead donate them as food for captive lynxes, lions, and other carnivores. The zoo wants guinea pigs, rabbits, chickens, and even small horses. In a Facebook post, the Aalborg Zoo said that it welcomed animals that, regardless of circumstance, might be nearing the end of their lives. These animals would be gently euthanized by trained employees and then used as food for the zoo's predators. The donations would help the zoo mimic the natural food chain by feeding whole prey to its predators, the Facebook post said. This way, nothing goes to waste and we ensure natural behavior, nutrition, and well-being for our predators, the zoo said. The zoo described the process for donating horses as food. Certain conditions must be met, including the horse not having recently been treated for an illness. The zoo said, the horse will be delivered alive to Aalborg Zoo, where the horse will be euthanized by a zookeeper and a veterinarian, and then slaughtered. The Aalborg Zoo requests chickens, rabbits, and guinea pigs, no more than four at a time. The Facebook post attracted swift backlash, with one commenter describing a terrible trend of indifference with animals in Denmark. Another commenter wrote that feeding pets is absolutely unacceptable. A spokeswoman for the zoo said that for many years, its employees have fed our carnivores with smaller livestock. Signe Flivholm, who lives in Denmark and has visited Aalborg Zoo for the past 40 years, said that the social media post made her want to donate her horse. She could make a difference by being used as food, Ms. Flivholm said. She is a very loved horse. Ms. Flivholm said her horse needed to be put down because the cartilage in its hooves was turning into bone. But the horse, which weighed over 2,000 pounds, was too big for the zoo, she said. Instead, Ms. Flivholm decided to donate her horse to a different organization that will use the animal for biofuel or fertilizer production. It's not the first time that Denmark's zoos have come under fire for their unvarnished approach to death. In 2014, the Copenhagen Zoo euthanized a healthy young giraffe named Marius because his genes were already well represented among the captive giraffes. The zoo invited members of the public to watch the giraffe's autopsy as an educational opportunity and then fed Marius's remains to some of its big cats, including its lions. Weeks later, the zoo euthanized four of those lions, two cubs, and their parents. A major preservation grant will aid in the restoration of the historic KPRK radio station in Livingston, Montana. Restoration will include the historic Art Deco spire and a new amphitheater. The Montana Department of Commerce announced a $250,000 grant would be awarded to KPRK as a part of the Montana Historic Preservation Grant Program, helping to fund the restoration of the radio station building. The Livingston City Commission voted unanimously in 2023 for a grass amphitheater to be built behind the building. The Greater Gallatin Watershed Council, the organization focused on all the lands, riparian areas, tributaries and creeks, and urban and rural areas that flow into the Gallatin River, is hosting the Fall Gallatin Watershed Cleanup on Saturday, September 6th from 2 to 4 p.m. The Greater Gallatin Watershed Council asks for volunteers to help remove trash from Gallatin Gateway to Manhattan, and then after the cleanup to come to an after-party at Bogart Park at 5 p.m. for plenty of food, drinks, and prizes from the Gallatin Watershed Cleanup event. Volunteers can sign up at the Greater Gallatin Watershed Council's website, gallatinwatershedcouncil.org, to lead or join a cleanup team. That's the Fall Gallatin Watershed Cleanup on Saturday, September 6th from 2 to 4 p.m. More information at gallatinwatershedcouncil.org.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.